I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $68.81 per barrel to $68.65 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate slightly rose from $62.35 per barrel to $62.47 per barrel. Joann Fabric and Crafts announced in February that it will close all stores nationwide, including five in Alaska. Crafters on the Kenai Peninsula are wondering where they will buy art supplies once the busy Soldotna store closes. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, some local craft shops are hoping to bridge the gap.
It's a Thursday morning in the multi-purpose room of Soldotna's Christ Lutheran Church, where a handful of quilters gather weekly to work on projects. Deborah Standifer fires up her sewing machine and stitches a blue circular quilt.
Okay.
What are you working on?
This is a Mariner Star for a good friend. So it's a gift.
But despite Standifer's enthusiasm, there's a palpable feeling of loss among the group. Just two traffic lights north on the Kenai Spur Highway, Joann's fabric store is hosting a going out of business sale. The Soldotna location is set to close later this month. Standifer says she mostly shops at Joann's for its selection of quilt batting, or insulated material between the quilt top and backing fabric.
You never truly miss them until they're really gone, but it's we all shop at Joann's at some time or another, so I think it's going to have a big impact.
The Ohio-based retailer filed for bankruptcy last year amid financial troubles. It originally planned to close about two-thirds of its stores, like those in Anchorage and Juneau. But the company wasn't able to find a buyer willing to keep any stores open. For quilters on the Kenai Peninsula, there aren't many other local options to turn to. One of them is North Beach Quilting in Kenai, which sells higher-end fabrics. It's a lot smaller than Joann's, but shop owner Shonda Powell says many established quilters in the area already shop there.
I get my fabrics from, like, they're made in Bali or Indonesia. So the stuff that I have is not something that you're going to find at Joann Fabrics.
Since the Soldotna Joann store announced its closure, Powell says she sees new customers every day. Some are looking for items her store doesn't carry. Powell is hoping to expand the small shop's inventory as much as possible. But Powell says she's sad that crafters will soon have fewer options on the Kenai Peninsula to choose from. She's concerned that Joann's closure will impact quilters on a budget and those new to the craft.
I think that if somebody's learning how to sew, this is not the place that they pick first.
Crafters say they shop at Joann's because of the store's breadth of inventory. Barbara Steckel is a longtime member of Soldotna's Thursday quilting group. She says she's used to being able to find a wide range of items at Joann's, like every shape and size of Velcro.
Well, it's definitely going to have an impact because when I'm working on something, I'm used to running in there and being able to find most of the supplies.
Steckel is also involved with Stitches of Love, a local group that makes and donates quilts to those in need. Even though much of the group's quilting material is donated, they buy a lot. And Steckel fears the store's closing could make it hard to stay within their budget.
We've been looking at other sources and looking at the prices, and yes, we're not quite sure what the impact is going to be.
For quilters on the Kenai Peninsula, Joann's closure will affect more than just their quilting projects. Many also knit, paint, or scrapbook, and are not sure where to go for their crafting supplies. Some say they'll resort to Walmart or online retailers. Standifer, with the Thursday Soldotna Quilting Group, says Joann's is a landmark for Kenai Peninsula crafters. She says the store's closure is a blow to the community.
You go into to Joann Fabric and everybody in town's there, you know, so it's kind of a melting pot for, you always see somebody that you know, and it's just been there for a long time, so it's kind of a highlight to the community.
Standifer says crafters from across the Kenai Peninsula would visit the Soldotna store and often make purchases at other local businesses. She's concerned about how Joann's closure will affect the store's employees and those who craft to make money. Reporting on the Kenai Peninsula, I'm Hunter Morrison.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.